One of the key areas that the four presidential candidates were quizzed on at the IEA presidential debate in Tamale was their plan for the National Development Planning Commission. PNC's Hassan Ayariga said his government will continue and see to the completion of all projects started by previous governments when given the mandate to govern.
For the first time, the PNC government will first of all finish the uncompleted buildings or projects left by past leaders or government. We will make sure that we make use of those resources to benefit the National Development Plan. The National Development Plan is a process where we believe that it must be drafted out of partisanship. Government and including stakeholders, politicians, lawyers, engineers, and all other civil society should come up together as a group to be able to draft this plan so that one day nobody sits down and say that, look, it was drafted by the NDC, so it is not properly working, or it was drafted by the MPP. So we will make sure that it works, and we will decentralize the system whereby the plan will last for the next 20, 30 years. We will make sure that businessmen, investors, students, government and politicians will use the long-term national development policy to be able to do their businesses and think of what kind of business they would like to do for the next 2030.
MPP's Nana Addo Akufo-Addo also promised to continue all projects initiated and said his vice will chair the NDPC to give it a national outlook.
We are not going to abandon any sensible initiatives that are already on the way. We will continue them. Secondly, we intend to use the oil revenues to promote a vigorous expansion of our education and of our healthcare system. We're not going to get involved in reckless borrowing. Debt is going to be contracted only for investments that can create jobs and add value to our national life. We're going to pay great attention to the issue of structural transformation of our economy and making sure that therefore jobs, well-paying jobs, are made available to the youth, especially of our country.
The president and the NDC presidential candidate John Mahama pointed out that making the vice president chairman of the NDPC would rather give it a partisan outlook. He said the NDC continued NPP's initiated project under the Ghana Poverty Reduction Strategy 2 and went further to outline his party's plan for the NDPC.
We're implementing the GSGDA, which was brought about as a result of wide stakeholder consultation. What we need to do is to ensure that we coordinate the planning function of the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning and the mandate that the NDPC has, in order that the NDPC and the MOFEP are working in sync rather than at cross purposes. What we're doing currently is synchronizing the MTEF and the National Development Planning Framework, which is the Ghana Shared Growth and Development Agenda.
CPP's Dr. Abu Sakara also affirmed the need for a national plan and says it will address the needs of the people.
It was recommended that a national development plan be enshrined in the constitution so that subsequent governments do not have the option of throwing away parts of it. We would review that plan and adopt it and accept it. We cannot change the structure of this economy by pursuing macroeconomic policy with a monetary policy targeting single-digit inflation. Secondly, we must ensure that our national development plan speaks to the issue of social justice by empowering women and the disabled so that they're able to make their contribution to our society. We must also establish a universal and socially funded healthcare system that will be accessible to all and maintain it in the national development plan speak.
That was CPP's flag bearer, Dr. Abu Sakara Foster, at yesterday's IEA presidential debate in Tamale.
Meanwhile, Dr. Steve Mantia of ISODEC says answers provided to the questions on plans for the National Development Planning Commission were disappointing. He thinks the answers should rather focus on long-term development and members of the NDPC, drawn from all the political parties.
I was also pretty disappointed by the responses we got from all the contestants in terms of what they would do to make the National Development Planning Commission more efficient. I mean, the problem we're trying to address here is the fact that development processes in this country tend to be politicized, overly politicized, and therefore it accounts largely for our inability to make enough progress over since independence. What we need to do as a country in order to make faster progress will be to stay a certain consistent trajectory in terms of our development processes. That means that there should be continuity in the programs developed or started by one government to the other. And this is this has become impossible because you find that the commissioners at the National Development Planning Commission are all drawn from one political party. So the responses I was expecting from them is how you depoliticize the National Development Planning Commission so it becomes an independent economic planning think tank that guides the orientation and direction of our national development.
Yeah, but then was that not what the president did or in his attempt to respond to that? Didn't he try to depolarize?
That is right, because, you know, in fact, the MPP candidate really misfired on that one. He got it all confused in terms of his intent of bringing his vice president to head that commission. That will be compounding the problem we are trying to solve. I think the president sought to address that in a way, but he fell short of telling us clearly what the problem is in terms of depoliticizing that institution by actually letting us know. For me, for instance, the way to make the National Development Planning Commission very efficient is to make sure that the commissioners are drawn from all political parties across our political spectrum. Again, the development plan we're talking about is not a medium term, but you find that there used to be reference to medium term, the growth and shared growth and whatever agenda, the PRSP 1, 2, and all that. These are all medium term. The problem we address is a long term development plan from which the medium term development plans are drawn. And so what you do is that you initiate a national consultative process in which all citizens of Ghana are able to make input into that long-term development plan. And then you have commissioners drawn from various sectors of our national society, and then they guide the implementation so that they examine and make sure that the political parties, when in government, draw their medium-term plan and that these plans are consistent with the provisions of a long-term development plan. That is the way to make progress. And I don't think that understanding came out very clearly.
That was Dr. Steve Mantia of ISODEC.